Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'm the finance recruiter here at Lilly, and I wanted to welcome you to this podcast. We're going to spend a few minutes with Tom Grine, who's our Vice President of Finance and our Treasurer, to talk a little bit about corporate MBAs and how they fit into our organization. So, Tom, what I'd like to do is ask you a little bit about our corporate MBAs, and the first question I have for you is, can you define what it means to be a corporate MBA and what we're looking for?
Thanks, Sharon. The corporate MBAs are individuals whom we've identified at our key target schools amongst the leading schools, business schools in the country. We're looking for individuals who have at least 3 years of work experience prior to going back to getting their MBA. We want them to have an interest or maybe even a passion for the healthcare industry. And we're looking for the people who want to develop their leadership skills and move into leadership positions within the company and really making an impact upon the company.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about why we recruit corporate MBAs. We have a lot of talent that we grow within the organization. We do a lot of undergraduate recruiting, but can you tell me why specifically we're looking for corporate MBAs?
While we expect to source our leadership talent across the organization, regardless of whether or not an individual is a BA or a corporate MBA, we do have higher expectations of corporate MBAs and the contributions that they can make in the organization. We expect them to be a very important contributor to the diversity of thought within the organization. We expect them to be able to refresh our pipeline for the leadership of the company so we can continuously bring in new and improved ideas for the organization. We want them to be able to come in and contribute to the corporate strategy of the organization, contribute to decision making, and we want people who have a broader scope and perspective that we would expect of a corporate MBA.
So if I were a candidate coming in to interview for a corporate MBA type of opportunity, what are your expectations for a corporate MBA?
Well, clearly we would expect a corporate MBA to have exhibited in prior work experience and in the interview process a key leadership profile, someone who really can progress within the company, clearly has demonstrated that they are delivering a very high level performance, whether it be at school or in prior work experience, learning agility, the ability to tackle new ideas and concepts quickly and easily, and the ability to lead people and influence decisions within the organization. You know, we have a competitive environment. It's also a collaborative environment. We help each other succeed, but again, we want individuals who are up to the challenge of contributing to make Lilly better.
Great, great. So tell me, what kind of work or roles do we typically assign to our corporate MBAs once they join the firm?
Yeah, we have what we call chair roles within the finance organization at Lilly, and they are pivotal roles, decision-making roles that the corporate MBAs are placed in for their first assignments and then are rotated into the other similar positions later. One of the examples might be within our research organization, there are trade-offs that are constantly being made within the portfolio as to what products we should be developing and how quickly we develop them. So the investment decisions around each of the compounds, there are individuals who are involved in assessing external opportunities as well, business development deals that we might do with third-party partners or acquiring technology from other parties. Corporate MBAs would be involved in that kind of decision-making process. Within Treasury, we have individuals who are very active in the capital markets, making investments for our cash and for our benefit plan portfolios.
Okay. So typically you would not put an undergraduate into those types of roles. Those are really reserved for our corporate MBAs.
They really are for more experienced individuals.
Okay. So, Tom, that's great information about the type of roles that we would place a corporate MBA into. Let's talk now a little bit about development, how we develop a corporate MBA. Can you tell me some examples or share with us how we do that?
Yes, Sharon. Every employee has a development plan, and it's going to be addressing some of the gaps that we might see that an employee has or really how might we might be able to build upon their strengths. Many of the development experiences are really through job rotations and different role experiences or project-based experiences for the individual. We also have very explicit training programs, too, depending upon which role you might be in within finance. So there is a combination of very specific on-the-job experiences as well as development opportunities, internal and external to Lilly. So that is how we would approach it.
So tell me, how does a corporate MBA fit into the Lilly Leadership Development Program?
Yes, in fact, we have a very explicit program for new MBA hires, whether they're hires into finance or marketing or where in the organization they're joining the company. And they have active action learning exercises. There are programs where they meet with and work with executives to learn more about how they operate. A number of these will be just breakfast and sharing of ideas. There are also mentoring programs that we engage in to help, the MBAs integrate into the company and succeed.
Okay, great. So we have historically had corporate MBAs here at Lilly. So can you share with me the success profile of a corporate MBA?
You know, Sharon, many of the senior leadership within finance were corporate MBA hires in the first place. Not all, but a number of them were corporate MBAs. And it's important that each of the individuals continues to gain knowledge and understanding of the business. But the assistant treasurer is a corporate MBA hire. The treasurer is a corporate MBA hire. A number of the other roles, key roles within the organization were corporate MBA
hires. And even Derica, right?
CFO is a corporate MBA hire.
Great. And why should a corporate MBA consider joining Lilly?
Well, frankly, I think the primary reason is for the development that you will receive when you come to Lilly. And I don't necessarily like to talk about this, but, you know, we've put together development programs that make many of our employees very attractive to other companies as well as to ourselves. So the current treasurer at a number of other companies, treasurers, are actually former Lilly treasury people, Lilly finance people. So we've seen significant success in recruiting, retaining, training top talent. And that's why I think it's one of the best places to learn to become a leader. In fact, we've been recognized as 13th in the world for leadership development, a very notable recognition. And frankly, you will learn the business. You will learn what it takes to improve the lives of others and in the development of new pharmaceutical products.
Great. Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time and sharing with us a little bit about corporate MBAs and how they fit into Lilly. I hope our candidates will find this very helpful information as they make a determination about where they want to fit.